I'd like to say good morning to everyone. Good to be back home and good to be here back at the place. Been out on the road traveling, preaching a lot of salvation messages, and many have obeyed the gospel and been restored. So we've been out enjoying the preaching of the gospel. Amen.
Yeah.
Carrying out the Great Commission. Hopefully you have prayed for that effort as well, as we continue to try to do what we can to reach those who are lost and dying in their sins. Many people are dying, and many are going to be lost if we don't teach them what to do to be saved. Amen. If you're visiting with us and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're a very honored guest. We appreciate you selecting this place to come and worship. I want you to know, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're a very honored guest. You're the VIP of our audience, and that we believe in the Church of the Christ that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. Y'all believe the Bible is right?
Amen.
If you believe the Bible is right, you got the right information to get to heaven. If you want to get to heaven, you're going to have to do it how? The way the Bible said, do it.
Amen.
So a person is here to have never been baptized. You're not going to make heaven your home until you get baptized. You got to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and the Lord adds you to the only church in the Bible. And that is the Church of Christ. There's no other church in the Bible. If it was, we'd talk about it. It was not that. So this morning, I appreciate those who prayed as I've been out, and thank God for Brother Stroud and him supporting me and backing me up. The mission, continuing to carry the gospel to the world, is the mission of the ministers. Now, with this being Veterans Day weekend, I want to say thanks to all of the men and women who have served in the United States Army. If you're here, you stood, go ahead, stand up. I want to see how many veterans we have in the audience today. Yeah, veterans. Amen. Thank God. Men and women, thank you for your service. Appreciate you so very much. Worthy cause. We appreciate our freedom being protected by these men and women. Amen. Now, as I thought about the sermon today, I thought about that being Veterans Day. You know, there's another army we need to be talking about.
Amen.
And that's the Lord's army. Yeah, a soldier in God's army. Thought it's appropriate to do that this morning, and focus ourselves on what we should be doing. We're in a fight, that's for sure. The Apostle Paul saw himself as a soldier of Christ, and he encouraged Timothy to be one. At the time at his death, he said, "I have fought a good fight." So, I mean, he saw that the spiritual life was a fight. And he said, "I'll finish my course." And then he told Timothy, he said, "Fight the good fight of faith." I'm going to talk more about that in the afternoon lesson, fighting the good fight of faith. But this morning, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 for a few minutes, where Paul encouraged Timothy to be a soldier. He said, Now therefore, my son,
be strong in the grace
that is in Christ Jesus. Now understand this, good soldiers got to be strong. Amen. But notice what he told him to be strong at. In the grace of who? That's in the grace that is in where? Christ Jesus. See, when you stay with God, God will give you unmerited favor no matter what's going on in life. Let just stay strong, stay with the Lord, and everything will be all right. Soldiers got to stay on the battlefield in order to win the war. Is that right? Now, there are many soldiers in God's army who have fallen. They've fallen and from the grace and favor of God. And our job as soldiers are to try to get them back on the battlefield, to try to help them. Amen. Soldiers try to help each other. When one's wounded, that soldier's trying to help the one who's wounded to get back on the battlefield. Is that right? And so that's what it's all about, being in this army. But what happened to soldiers who fall? They are weak. So Paul is encouraging Timothy, you got to be strong. How many of you feel strong in the Lord right now? You're able to fight the wiles of the devil. You got to be strong in this warfare we're in. You got to be strong. Strong in your mind, you know. Don't let anything push you around. You got to stick with the scriptures and let God help you. This is Paul encouraging this young evangelist, Timothy, to be strong. And he must take heed, because Timothy has some things coming his way. Paul had dealt with a lot of things, but all the ministers, all the evangelists, like Timothy, are going to have to deal with these matters as they approach him. Now, look at verse 2. 2 Timothy 2.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses,
yeah,
the same commit thou to faithful men.
Yeah.
Shall be able to teach others also.
Uh-huh. So Paul tells this soldier, this is a soldier who would experience tells a young soldier, he says this. He said, now here's what you do. Number one, a soldier in God's army, he tell them to teach what he had been taught. Paul, so Paul was teaching Timothy to be a good soldier. Paul was guided by the Holy Spirit. But now Timothy, so Timothy had to have a leader. So Timothy had Paul to teach him. Now, number two, Paul tells him to commit to teaching to what? Faithful men. So in an army, there are faithful soldiers in an army that they probably have to be properly taught in order to win the war. This is a general qualification for a soldier, is they must be committed. Amen. Once you get in there, and I think that during boot camp, they teach you by commitment. That's when they teach you, are you here for the right reason, from what I've heard. They get right into your mind. They want you to be focused on being committed to the cause. Is that right, soldiers?
Amen.
Amen. So this is a general qualification in the soldier of God's army. You must be committed. What does that mean? You are committed to be faithful to your Lord. Amen. You know, when we get baptized, we make God our Father, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. That's what are you committed to Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Amen. You have to be. To be a soldier in this army, you have to be committed. He's the commander in chief. You got to be committed to him. So, why? You must be committed to training. And then when you're trained, then you also have to train others. And so that's what the church is all about. There's work to be done, but we have to train committed, faithful members, and they can train other members as they come in. As our new members come into the fold that we baptize in the church, they have to be trained to fight the fight we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes. We're in the army, and we're on the warfare. We got to fight the fight. The only way we're going to fight is that we know how to fight. How did we know to fight? Well, we got a manual. It tells us what to do, how to fight. And the soldiers got all the different Marines, U.S. Army, Air Force, all of them got guidelines, war tactics, and things like that they have to go by. So how many of you are soldiers that you consider yourself a soldier in God's army? Say amen if you do.
Amen.
Now, that means you're telling me you've totally committed your life in this army for God to do the work of Christ and do what the commander chief says. That's what you say to me?
Amen.
Is that what you're doing?
Amen.
You know if you're doing it or not. Just come here on Sunday morning is not doing it. Amen. It's more to it, right? You got to be doing some things. Amen. You got to give your life for the cause. You be serving in the army. Am I right? You understand? So all the soldiers know what I'm talking about. You just can't go in there and be a soldier. You got to be ready. And when the call of duty come, you got to be prepared to go to the warfare. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, verse 3 said, thou therefore endure what?
Endure hardness as a good soldier.
Now, he said, now,
Jesus Christ.
Now, once he set him up, he said, now, you got to take what comes with it. You got to endure hardness to undergo or deal with hardships, not giving up during hard times or difficult times. A soldier, no matter how hard it gets, that soldier is determined to make his mission. Amen. He's on a mission. He's not going to anything. There ain't nothing stopping him from getting in me. He may go along a lot of days without shower, a lot of days without eating, but he's on a mission and he got to get the job done. So he said, now there's going to be some hardness. You know, in this life as a Christian, and I wouldn't want any of us to think that any of us in here are not going to face some difficult times. We're going to face hardships. I mean, we're going to face hardships in this life as a soldier. We're going to lose soldiers in the life. We're going to lose others in the life. We're going to be grieving. We're going to be mourning. We're going to be dealing with some hard things. Trials and tribulations are coming upon us. Amen. Amen, right? It don't matter who you are. If you're in this army, get ready. Trials are coming. Storms are brewing. We got to fight in the weather. We got to fight when it's snowing. We got to fight when it's hot. Amen, soldiers. You fight with the rain. You don't, the battle continues. The weather doesn't stop the soldier from fighting.
Amen.
So what are you saying, Brother Brooks? Well, you know, if you've been in the church long as I have, you know, there are some times when things are just hard. You got problems all come from all directions. You know, you think you're trying to do good and turn around, it's something coming, it's another one coming. It's, you get through one storm and here come another storm. That's just the way the Christian life is. Yeah. You get through one sickness and here comes something else. You get through one death, you gotta deal with another one. You know, you get through one marital problem, then here comes another marital problem. It's just life, you know, it's just life. Life gonna send us all kind of things. And here's one thing I'm learning. The more I preach, the longer I, older I get, 62 now, been preaching 38 years, there's a lot of things I can just talk about from experience that I didn't have when I was 40, when I didn't have when I was 30. The longer you're in this battle, the more you see the need to be one who can endure hardships. You know, one of the things I'm trying to work on myself and make sure I don't let the church stroke me out, that I get so caught up in stuff going on that I, and a lot of preachers go down because they do. I'm trying not to do that. Amen. Y'all pray for Brother Brooks. Pray for my mental well-being and my health, amen. You know. Hey, and pray for me. That's what you're supposed to pray for me. Amen. You need to pray. It's a lot of pressure being a soldier. A lot of pressure being on the front line. And a lot of our men and I had heart attacks and strokes because so much stuff going on in church. Church just filled with stuff you got to deal with. In the world filled with it. It comes in all our lives. You got to be careful out there of the stresses that you take on in your life. Now, you know, some things you can do something about, some things you can't do nothing about. Some things you got to turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord handle it himself. He'll handle it. Lord will handle it. I'm talking to myself as much as I am you. The Lord handles things in ways we don't even see coming. But he'll take care of the business. Amen. Just stay on right. Stay on the side of right. Stay with what's right. Do what's right. And ask God to forgive you if you don't do what's right. If you find out you're not doing what's right, then repent and start doing what's right. God will work with you. Is that right? Amen. So anyway, you got to endure. That's what he said. Soldiers of Christ. Soldiers of Christ. Soldiers in the army. You're going to have to take what comes with your lives. You got to take what comes in your life. You got to take these trials and tribulations. You got to manage them. Amen. Because you're in a fight. You're in a fight to try to make heaven your home. That's what the fight is all about, saving our soul. Sometimes we get to, and I'll talk about that here in a few minutes later. Sometimes the fight is me and him, me and this guy, me and that sister, me. The fight is not ours. See what the devil want? The devil want both of us to be lost. He want me to fight with you and you to fight with me. And he know God is not pleased with that. And he wants us all to be lost. So, and if we ain't got our thinking cap on, the devil will win.
Amen.
Paul tells Timothy, here's how you last or endure as a good soldier of Christ. Listen, function as a good soldier of Christ, I'll make some points here, of the good soldier of Christ, you must, number one, you got to be in the army. That's the first thing. So that's to the visit. Those are visit. You may be visiting here today. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. There's only one church in the Bible. Amen. Right? It's not like you can select the Air Force, the U.S. Army, or you Marines, or the Navy. In this army, there's only one. There's only one. There's only one church in the Bible. And it's the Church of Christ. And we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. That army. The Commander-in-Chief told us to do it. Talking about Jesus. He said, this you do in remembrance of me. So you can't be in this army if you're not going to follow the Commander-in-Chief commands.
Amen.
Amen. So, and the Commander-in-Chief told us, teach the gospel. Tell them that I went and died on the front line for them. If they believe it, baptize them. That's what the Chief told us. The Commander-in-Chief told us to baptize. If you have not been baptized, you are not saved. Amen. You're not in this army. You're going to be lost.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what we fight to save our lives. You must enlist. You got to enlist in this love. It's a choice. We're not going to force. We're not going to draft you. Amen. No. You got to enlist and you got to take the oath. You got to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Once you take that oath, we carry out the command to get you prepared to go to the battlefield. And the first preparation is forgiveness of all your sins through baptism. Amen. Become a warrior out of a new creature, a soldier. Soldiers are born again out of the water and of the spirit. And once you're in the Lord's army, once you're in God's army, you must not be just a soldier, but you gotta be a good soldier. Amen. A good soldier is a fighter, not a quitter. Y'all can listen to these. A good soldier is a what? He's a fighter. He or she is a fighter. They're not quitters. When things are tough, you got to fight. Fight. When life is trying to take you down, fight. When your marriage is falling apart, fight. When things ain't going good in your life, fight. When things ain't going good at the congregation, we have to fight.
Amen.
Fight against wrong. Stand with what's right. to the young people. When you're in school and they trying to get you to go the other way, amen, trying to tell you you don't know what your gender is, or it's okay to be gay. You got to fight.
Amen.
When you're being bullied, you got to fight. I ain't talking about physically fighting. I'm talking about you sticking with God. You stand up for what's right. Don't you be a bully. Don't you bully others. But you manage those bullies by using the authority figures in place, such as your teachers, and tell them this guy's a bully. You fighting. That's what you're doing. And don't let them think you can't pray. You can pray. You ain't got to pray out loud. They can't take prayer from the children of God.
Amen.
God's the Lord over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. Our young people, fight for your prayer. Pray in school. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We got a world now trying to take our kids all down this LGBT stuff. Trying to tell them they don't know their genders. The doctors don't know their gender. Something wrong with that. That's just a fight, the spiritual fight we're in. That's what we're in. We're in a spiritual war. And it's they fighting. They're fighting to get our children. Amen. They're fighting to tear up our homes. Amen, somebody. That's what the devil want to do. If I can get in the home, I got a child with a mom and a mom, two wives, that's two women raising a child, that child messed up in the head. They don't want it then. They're going to mess them up. They're going to mess them up. Two husbands, that's my husband. Two men with beards kissing each other. That's going to mess up them children. That's going to mess them children up. You can see it on TV. They showing it all over TV now. Amen. Matter of fact, they encourage you, if you get HIV, take this here. It'll put it out. You can continue having sex with HIV, just take the pill or brevity, and you see the two men, good looking men, good looking men. Y'all just seen a commercial? Good looking men kissing each other with beards on. I said, there's something wrong with that. now they're not going to see Facebook, so they'll take stuff like this down because the world don't want us teaching this truth. This is the fight we're up against right now as a church. That's why we got to be united. We got to be in love. We got to put away stuff that's going to stop us from fighting. The world needs the gospel. The world needs people who go stand with truth. We have to stand against abortion. We have to stand against homosexuality. Amen. Same-sex marriage. We got to say, if we infight things going on here, that's hindering our mission. Our mission is to save souls. Amen. Let's go back to loving, peace, and happiness. Aren't you ready for that?
Amen.
I'm ready for love, peace, and happiness.
Amen.
Amen. Joy. As Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. How are we going to do it? We got to be a united army with a cause to save the lost.
Amen.
A good soldier is a defender of the truth. And that's where I am. When you say, what Brother Brooks said, I'm out defending the truth. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm defending the truth. I'm standing up for what's right. I stand for what's right in Houston. There's not a lot of congregations in Houston now standing for the one simple way of worship. Like we have always, book, chapter, and verse. We sing. We pray. We give. Amen. We speak what the Bible speaks. Y'all remember when we used to say that in churches of Christ, don't you? Speak what the Bible speaks. And what else? Be silent where the Bible is silent. Brother, we still believe that way in our life. We're not going to the other stuff. We're not going to be beatboxing, bass, mic, and praise dance and all that. We're going to stay with the New Testament pattern of worship where we sing, we pray, we give, and we hear the word of God being preached. That's what we're going to do. What we're doing, we're defending the truth.
Amen.
And when it comes down, people don't want me to defend the truth, it's time for me to go. I'm a defender of the truth. I'm in the army. Amen. And then a good soldier, honor and respect and follow the commands of the commander in chief. Amen. They respect the order that God has put in place. God, Christ, husband, wife, children. Amen. Man is subject to Christ. Christ is subject to his father. There's a hierarchy. Amen. We all are in this army, must follow commands. When we get baptized, we say we're willing to follow these commands. That's what Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. Now, brother, a good soldier, endure hardship. They stay on the battlefield. You know, you don't just run when things are not going good. You take off running. Good soldiers gotta hang in there. When things are going good, you hang in there. When things are going bad, you can't just take off run. You just run into another situation. Amen. Life gonna present you. Bad things are gonna happen. No matter what congregation you're at, something gonna go wrong. You have to deal with it. That's just life.
Amen.
You can run, but you can't hide from it. A good soldier stay on the battlefield, even when he or she is sick. You know that when you're sick, you can do whatever you can. People who are sick and shut in, still at home, mailing letters, doing whatever they can, because they're in the fight. People on the conference call right now can't get here, but they're in the fight. They couldn't get to the building because of their sickness or whatever's going on in their life, but they're on the call. Amen. They're soldiers. And I hope the soldiers are listening on the call. Yeah, you're listening. We need you to fight. Good soldier guard himself from the enemy. He do not expose his vital organs. He have on his whole armor. I'm going to talk about that here shortly. He's protected. He's trained and taught tactics to win war. Now, I know all the soldiers who've been through training, they know that all of them had a special assignment. A special what? They said, what's your...
MOS.
MOS, yeah. What's the MOS? That's a special work.
I can't remember.
That's your duty. He don't even know you've been out so long. Can't ask him much about the army. Yeah, praise the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's MOS. Cause I know, I like, you know, I kind of have a thing about it. I like that myself, you know. My friend back in Arkansas, he was a recruiter, but he bring me all kind of, you know, with the workout clothes and things. He mail them to me. I have all my stuff on. And yeah, and then somebody asked me, he said, you in the army? I said, yes, sir. And I was talking about the Lord's army. See, that's why I kept myself not lying, but I knew what I had on. And then I had a cap on. He said, well, you out of uniform? I said, oh, man. He told me I was out of uniform. I had a wrong cap on. I had a baseball cap on. They asked me my MOSI. I said, well, he said, what's your MOSI? I said, I'm on my way home. I thought he wanted to know which way I was going. I didn't know. but my point is that, you know, there are different, and even in the church, in this home, you got to have a qualified preacher, a qualified elder, qualified deacons. You got to have men who meet qualifications because they got certain duties. Amen. And then all the soldiers in the army got a particular trained into there, you know, like we got people who are trained to evangelize, people who are trained to edify, trained to encourage, people in the evangelism ministry or trained to teach in education ministry. That's the same things, same setup. You're trained, and that's where they focus. That's where they focus. A good soldier learn what their duty is and they carry it out. Amen? Good soldier. Committed to and faithful to his fellow soldier. See, now that's something really we need to talk about there. He's committed to his fellow soldiers. Sometimes we get so mad at each other, we forgot we're in the same army. Amen. We're going to mess around and kill each other. They call that what, a friendly fire? Yeah, that's a friendly fire. Where they at? You know, is friendly fire accidental or intentional?
It's supposed to be accidental.
He said it's supposed to be. See, I'm sure, and I think I've heard some cases where the soldiers got angry at each other on the battlefield, for real. And the other soldier killed him, and he called it friendly fire, but it was mad fire. There wasn't no friend in it. Yeah, he took him out because he was mad. And that's the way people do in the church. They'll take you out. They don't speak to you no more. They don't talk to you no more. They got rock in their jaw. They look at you funny every time they see you. Can't stand you. They can't stand your guts. You can tell it. You can look at them, and you can tell them, man, they don't like me. You know, y'all have been around people that just don't like you. You can tell them they really don't want to be in your space. But let's see, that's not a good soldier though. Amen. A good soldier gonna love the other man. And that's what God wants us to love each other.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're in the fight for a reason. And then you have to be willing to lay down your life. Remember Jesus said, greater love had no man than this is what? Lay down in life for what? For who? His friend. So Jesus seen him, he seen the people who were killing him, the very enemies, Jesus saw them as friends. He said he laid down his life. Do you know he laid down his life to save all of us? And when we get on the battlefield, we must be willing to live the life, be faithful unto death. That's what we should be doing. So I got a question. How many of y'all consider yourself a good soldier?
Amen.
A committed soldier, right? If you say, well, I don't know if I'm that committed yet. Well, why not start? Right? Why not start becoming a faithful member of the church and get in here and do your part? But we can take this church by places never been if everybody get in there and do their part. But if you ain't fighting against each other, we ain't gonna go nowhere. Gotta do it. So are you a soldier of Jesus Christ? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been baptized? You got to get in here and get it. You're going to lose your soul. You're losing the fight if you lose your soul. Amen. And so, who on the front line? All of us on the front line. We're fighting against the devil. The devil is busy. The devil don't want us to be saved. Think about how many in the church have given up and run back to the enemy. They've gone back to the world. They have left the church. And this is what I've been noticing in all my travels. We've been in a lot of gospel meetings and revival because of the pandemic. Many people had left the Lord. Amen. Many of them haven't come back to the building. They're on the internet and things like that. But many of them are not even going to worship anymore. Post pandemic. They're having a hard time getting the members to come back to serve. Yeah. Many churches are struggling. Many of the sermons I preached over the last, 3 or 4 weeks and I probably preached 20 or 30 sermons. And many of them was about trying to revive. Trying to get the memory. And many of the responses were many people coming down to the aisle under the tent and where I was at, and I was preaching them sermons, they were coming down, lined up all on the front. Coming back, restorations. People who have gone through some tough times because the COVID, they've been dealing with a lot of losses, a lot of family losses, losses of jobs, a lot of mental, this thing did some things to people mentally. I mean, they lost their spiritual focus because they were outside of the body and they wasn't with the family. And that's why it's important that we hope that all members come back to the building, because that connection we need, that connection we need, that hug, that love. Amen. You don't want a frown. Let's don't do that. Don't give nobody a frown. Give them a hug. Show some love. We got enough out in the world. So you don't want to come here and get a frown. Amen. I mean, I go away and be filled with joy. I don't want to come back home and feel hated. That's not good. You want to go away preaching the gospel, feeling good about what I'm doing, and coming home knowing I'm coming home to a family who loves me as well.
Amen.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to? That's the only right. And so what you going to do about it? What do we do? We all got to keep focused on why we're in this fight. We're in this fight to win. Are we in the fight to win? Yes. We want to win what? We want to win heaven. We want to make heaven our home. That's what we want. So are you a defender in this church? Or are you a defender of the doctrine or the teaching? Do you honor and respect the commander-in-chief? That's a question. The commander-in-chief has given us everything we need in the manual. That's what we have to follow. We can't add to it, and we can't take from it. But let me say this to you. You got to understand one thing. Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:4, he says, no man that warred against war entangled himself
with the affairs of this life.
That he may please him who chose him to be a soldier. No, notice. If you're a good soldier in God's army, watch your life. People are watching. People know. Let me tell you something. The church know when something's going on in your life. The church know about it. Many people know about what's going on or what's happening in your life. You gotta be careful about who you talk to and everything. It spreads. You got to watch your life. If you're fighting, don't entangle yourself with worldly affairs. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to tell the young people, sometimes you got to change your company. Young adults or elderly people, if you're trying to get off alcohol, you got to get off around people who drink alcohol. You can't get entangled with people like that. If you're a young couple trying to live for the Lord and all your friends are partiers, and you gotta think about it. We're trying to bring God into our marriage. You're a newlywed, or you're getting ready to get married, or you consider marriage. Consider God in the marriage. One of my recent, premarital counseling said, the most important thing by coming to me is that I'm trying to get you to see, if you get God in your marriage, your marriage got a chance, the greatest chance of success. But you can have friends and family, friends or that may be couples, but they're not interested in living the life you're interested in living. Don't you know you're going to get entangled up with them? You get entangled up with them, you'll be back at the club with them, you'll be back drinking with them, and God will be out your marriage. Next thing you know, you'll be having marital problems. What are you trying to say, brother? All of us got some vices or things that could trigger something or past experiences, whether it was drinking or whether it was smoking or whether it was just cussing or whatever. You know, whatever yours was, understand this. Going around people who are doing it can trigger it again for you. Amen. So what do? We don't get entangled. Good soldiers, they stay with the platoon. They stay disciplined. Amen. They go to bed a certain time, they're right. They have to make up their own bed, and they stay with their group, and they follow their leader. That's what they're doing. Now, you don't follow a leader, we ain't following Christ. But when you follow Christ, you can follow. Don't get tangled up in sin. So what will keep us from getting tangled up? Putting on the armor. This is the last part of the lesson. Soldiers have a armor on. They have protective gear on. You know, looking at the men over there in Ukraine, you know, that's a sad thing going on over there. But every time you see them, all of them got their bulletproof vests on, they got their hats on, everything over there, trying to keep them from hitting the vital organ, the head, and the chest and all that. But God, in God's army, Ephesians 10, I'm going to close with this one. Paul says here, finally, verse 10, finally, my brother,
be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
He said, now Paul said, brother, he talked to those fellow soldiers now. I'm hoping some of you that haven't been baptized, you'll become a fellow soldier in the army today. But he's talking to those who are in the army already. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Who got the power? Is it us? The Lord. Then he said, number two, put on the whole armor of whom? Who do the army belong to? Armor. It belongs to God. So this is God's armor. It's guaranteed to save you. Then he says that you may be able to what? Stand. He said, you're going to have this armor on in order to stand. But look what you're standing against. The wiles of the devil. You see that? Against the wiles of who?
The devil.
The devil, that's like what the devil do. He'll put cheese on a trap. Wiles, that's what wiles mean. It's like a trick. If you want to catch a mouse, you put something on the trap, and you set that trap, and you put it on there, and he's tempted to go get it. He's tempted to go get it, and it crushes his head. Dead, down he go. So that's the devil's tactic. He want to crush us. He put whatever temptation that he know we're weak to. He go put that on the trap. You understand that?
Amen.
He go put it on the trap. And when he put it on the trap, that's going to be the very thing that you need God's armor to protect. You're going to have the armor to protect against the trap. So he going to trap. I don't know what it is, but every one of us know what our weakness is. You know what your trap, what's your cheese is. You know, what is your cheese? You say it to yourself, because God already know what your cheese is. Yeah, and he can put a little cheese on your trap. Might have put some on there last night. Some of y'all might have been a sipping. I'm trying to think about that. Now, some of us pray crazy too. When some people pray crazy like they don't know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Remind me of that, y'all like stories, tell your story. Cause some of you start thinking about that cheese that's yours. There was a man one time, he was in the army, Alan, he was in the army. And he wanted to get out of the army bad, but he wouldn't give him. And he wanted to get out of the army, he was tired of the army, he wanted to go home. And so he started walking around on the base, picking up paper. He walked around the base, he said, that's not it. Pick up another piece of paper, he said, that's not it. And the fellow soldier started, and I said, man, something wrong. Sergeant walking around talking to himself. Pick up another piece of paper and said, that's not it. And so they went and talked to Sergeant Major and told him, man, we got a man out here think of losing him mentally. So he took him up to higher ranks to assess him. And they kept watching him. He picking up that paper all in all. That's not it. And so they said, this guy mentally, he's gone. They said, we're going to go ahead and give him a honorable discharge. So he gave him a paper for honorable discharge. He said, that's it. He said, that's it. That's the one I've been looking for. All the time they thought he was crazy. Every time I was looking for a discharge paper. He said, that's it. So you know cheese. That's it. Now, let's get this closed for We wrestle not. This is very important to know. The wrestle is not against flesh and blood. It ain't us, which often it feels like it, don't it? But it's not us fighting each other. It's it. But against what?
Principalities.
It's the devil involved in a fight. Principality, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world. Against what? Spiritual weakness. Whereby? High places. So when we're fighting with each other, the devil's in the middle of it. And then notice what else? Wherefore, since you know that, take unto you what? The whole armor of God to what? We'll stand in the evil day. And having done all done, stand. We, every day is an evil day. That's what Jesus said. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So every day you're going to need to be protected. Every one of us going to need, as soldiers in this army, we're going to need to be protected. You got to know you're fighting. You got to know who your fight is against. And your fight is against the devil. The fight is against rulers of darkness. The devil is real. He don't want to walk around with no pitchfork. No, he's real. The devil is real. And he's got angels. He says, in verse 14, says, stand therefore, number one, first thing you got to have on in your armor, truth. Girl, the old Roman soldier put on a belt, and that belt will hold everything together, top and the bottom. So if you don't have truth, everything falls apart. Amen. You see what I'm saying? You got to have the Bible. The Bible is the truth. You want to go to heaven? You got to put this on your waist. You got to tie up the uniform with belt. A belt of truth. We know the Bible is right. And every word of the Bible is right, right? He said, and Jesus said, sanctify them through that truth. That word is truth. Amen. So the truth is the word of God. Brothers, sisters, and friends, everything we do and practice in the Church of Christ must be according to the truth.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Brother Brooks will never be called Reverend. Holy Reverend is God's name. I will never let anybody allow anyone to call me doctor. And not even a doctor. Well, Brother Brooks, I got my doctorate degree. But you know, ain't no doctors in the pulpit. He's a brother. Jesus said, call no man father. Can't call a priest father. You call him brother. It's a brother. We are all brother. Because in Church of Christ, what are we to call a preacher? Brother. We must strictly hold to the truth. That's what we say. Book, chapter, and what? Verse. Number two.
Having on the breastplate of right.
You got to put on living right. The breastplate covers these vital organs on the body. And he said, this is what to keep us alive. And this breastplate that the Roman soldier wore, it was front and back. It on the front, and it wrapped around to the back. Because, you know, a lot of times the devil, he going to go after you in the back. Yeah, he dirty killer. Yeah, man, he'll go after you in the back. You know, ain't folk talking about you behind your back. That's the devil. That's a back killer. See, when you talking about living right, you don't talk about people behind their back. Amen. You live right, you do right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. You don't kill people because, you know, the eyes of the Lord are over who? The righteous. So he said, you got to put on the breastplate of righteousness and you got to live what's right and do what's right and don't let someone else influence you to do what's wrong. Verse 15.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Now, the feet. On the soldier, he had spikes at the bottom of the sandal. They kind of wore like sandals. So they could dig in. And they would dig in with a purpose to sustain themselves. And they were made of brass and were also universally worn by the Greeks and Romans. So they were very familiar with how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. What they got on their feet? They shine their feet. They digging in their spike to carry the gospel to the lost and dying world. That's my job. That's my job. That's all of our duties. All of our duties is to dig in and share the gospel with our friends and family and loved ones and to the world. That's where the power of God is. It's in the gospel. After that, verse 16, number 4, take on the shield of faith. Now you gotta know what you believe and what you don't believe. See, here's the thing. Many people are gonna be lost because they don't believe. See, if you don't believe, you can't be saved. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. How do we get faith? Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. That's gonna kill a lot of people. People say, well, I believe in the baptism, but I don't believe in the one church. I believe in God, but I don't believe you gotta go up to their church every week. Well, that's the problem. The problem is your belief is not based on the manual for the soldier. If your belief is based on the manual, the soldier's manual, then you would know in this manual you got to believe everything in it. You got to believe everything in it. If it says one church, you got to believe one church. It says one Lord, you got to believe in one Lord. Amen. Y'all with me?
Amen.
The shield of faith. That's where you're going to get a lot of people, I believe. People, they believe they are right. See, a lot of people believe, as long as you're good, you're going to heaven. That's what most people believe. Many people in the world believe that. Well, Jesus said just the opposite of that. Matthew 7:21, he said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say to me that day, did we not do these things in your name? He said, I were professing them, I never knew them. They were doing it their way. We can't fight this fight our way. We must fight the way the commander in chief has given us orders. Verse 17.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Now you gotta keep your head right. You gotta have a good mind on the battlefield, boy. You gotta be strategically thinking. We say a good soldier in God's army has to be focused on his or her salvation. When you focus on something other than your salvation, you'll do things that'll cause you to lose your soul. You'll go along with things that'll cause you to lose your soul. Amen. You'll go places that'll cause you to lose, cause you ain't thinking right. Amen. You don't want to be influenced in your thinking. You want to put the word of God in your mind. You got to put this helmet on. You got to do everything you say. You got to save yourself. Ain't nobody going to be standing there with you on the day of judgment. I don't care how much I love my wife, my children. I'm not going to be there standing with her. She's not going to stand with me. My children can't stand. I got to stand by myself. So do you.
Amen.
That's good preaching, Brother Brooke. I'm thinking so too. You gotta stand. And then he said the word and the sword of
the Spirit. No, the word of God.
Now, the sword that the Romans sold you was a short sword. It was like the long sword that went all the way down. They called it Marca Aura. It was for being able to swift and kill. And so they had to be skilled at it. So they used that. The word of God is known as the Marca Aura in Greek. And it's a dagger. It's a dagger. So that the skilled soldier could hit quick with it. Right? And that's what happened when you know the Bible and somebody come out and say something wrong, you can hit them quick with it. You gotta be able to kill with that. So we fight with the word of God, not literally kill the person, but to kill the false doctrine, to kill the false teacher, or to deal with troublemakers. You got to be able to hit them with the scripture. You got to put them in their play with scripture. That's what the word of God is for. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing son of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is powerful. Now, what is the purpose of the word of God? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, watch this, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good work. So the word of God has a purpose. It's a sword. It's for cutting out wrong. You can use the word of God and as a sword that cuts out sin. It cuts out sin. And then the charge of the preacher. Charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear what he said. Preach the word. Be instant in season. I mean, when they agree with you. And out of season, when they don't like what you said. I still got to do it. In season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, and exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. Today I'm trying to exhort you to get in the army. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say. How many of you in the army?
Amen.
You know you're in the army, right? Amen. You ain't no wounded soldier, are you? You might be wounded. Yeah, you know, it might be wounded. I mean, I've been wounded before. Amen. You get wounded, you feel real weak when you're wounded. Losing blood and stuff. Need some help. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah, it can happen to any of us. It can happen to the strongest soldier. You say, why you say that, bro? The Bible said, take heed. Right. Take heed. If you think you're strong, take heed, because you can fall. You better be aware. It don't take but one stray bullet. Hit one of your arteries. You start losing blood. And then a lot of people find bullets. They'll fire bullets of discouragement, take you down. Amen. They can fire bullets of backbiting, tail bearing, calling you thing, take you down. Yeah, you gotta understand. That can happen in this army. It can happen in the fight. But Paul said, praying always. The last thing he said, every soldier have to have a prayer line. Praying always, in supplication and spirit, and watching therefore all perseverance, supplication for all saints. Every one of us need to be praying. How many of you got a prayer line? If you got a prayer line, you're fighting in the army. You a good soldier? Are y'all in God's army? Let me give you an invitation. Are you a soldier in God's army? He said, Brother, I'm not a soldier today in the army of God. Well, you're going to lose your soul. You're going to lose your soul. He said, people are dying all around us. Talked to a man yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Just talked to a man, just had left his house. Just had left. Matter of fact, he went to a funeral, was going to his wife's funeral, died on the way. Man, people are dying. People are dying everywhere. You know, and then some of us are not even trying to be spiritually serious. We got to be spiritually serious. When you're spiritually serious, you're on the battlefield, you realize the fight is to save your soul. You got to do everything you can to save your soul. If you're here today, you're not a Christian. You have to believe the commander in chief. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. What is the gospel, Brother Brooke? The gospel is the good news that God so loved you that his son came and died for you. How did he die? He died a brutal death. It was a horrible death. What he did, they beat him with a whip first, put a crown of thorns on his head. Amen. He did all this so we could be in the army. That's what he did. And then they drove nails in his hands and in his feet. They hung him on the cross. When they took him down from the cross, he told them, go tell them. Go give them the gospel. Tell them what I did. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. If you want to be in this army, there's water here. There's some blood here. Amen. Why you say blood? He shed his blood to wash our sins away. Revelation 1 and verse 5. How many of y'all believe he shed his blood?
Amen.
First one who gave his life in this army was our commander-in-chief. He was first one who gave his life. Are we willing to give our lives? Will you give your life to him this morning? Amen. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. But I do know life is tough. Life is tough with God and life is tough without God. But life without God have no meaning. Has no meaning. You got to fight. All you ought to want to fight with God on your side. Don't you want to fight with the Lord on your side? Don't you want to fight with him in your army, you in his army? Yeah. You would want to fight with him with you. You want God with you. So what I got to do, brother, you got to hear it first. You got to hear that he did his part. He died on the battlefield for you. Now you must believe that, number two. Number three, you must repent. You got to say, man, I need to be in this army. I can't leave here like I came. It's too much going on in my life. I need to be in this army where other soldiers can help me win this battle. That's what the church is all about. We're here to help each other. Amen, Church Christ. Amen. What are we here for? To help each other get to heaven. Amen. Yeah. And so we want them in the army. So once you make that decision, you got to make a confession. You got to do this oath. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's what you have to say. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you. But if you deny me, Jesus, I'm going to deny you. That's in the Bible, Matthew 10, 32 and 33.
Amen.
Then after that, you must be baptized. Why? Baptism is where you get saved there. That's where you get your stripes. That's right. You get your first stripe when you come up out of the water. You got to go into the water, washed in the blood of the chief commander-in-chief, and you come up in his army, get your first stripe. That's right. That's right. And then you keep growing. You keep growing and get more and more. Amen. The more educated you are, the more stripes you got. Amen. I'm talking about soldier stripes. Amen. One of the most saddest TV shows, I don't know if it come on, from when I was growing up, called Brandon. Y'all remember Brandon? Anybody remember Brandon? Huh? Anybody, you remember Brandon? I don't remember. They took him outside the fort. And they took his sword and broke his sword and snatched off his stripe. I guess I'm older than most of y'all then. I know I ain't the only one. He would cry. He would cry when they did it. I always felt sorry for him. As a little boy, why they take his stripes off? You know, the Lord going to take some stripes off people who lead the Lord. There are some people. Here's my invitation for these. I'm praying to some of you all that have never been baptized. We'll do it today.
Amen.
This be your Veterans Day. That's what I'm. If you have not been baptized, I'm hoping you'll do it today. That's my prayer and my hope. Now, or you'll stay for the VIP class where I teach you more about it. Don't you let me teach you more about it. Don't leave today not getting baptized. Then the second people are those who have fallen. You're a fallen soldier. And we all of us want you to get up because we need you in this fight. And you get up by repenting and asking God to forgive you. You get up. Anybody need to get up this morning? Say, I'm sorry, I've sinned. Make a confession. You can do that at this invitation. Then the last person that we are encouraging to respond to the invitation is those who need prayer. So I'm going to be the first one. I want the invitation guy to pray for my mental and physical health. Mental and physical health. That's what I want. And thirdly, I want you to pray for my daughter, because on the 15th of November, we will have the MRI, and I'll be there with her, and we're praying for good results. And that I got that much stuff going on in my life, where there's time when the minister ministered to you, and there are times when you minister to me. Amen. Because we are all in the same way. Army. Right now, I need prayer.
Man.
Like never before. Because I have some mental things going on. Stresses. That I must deal with some things. I got to make some major decisions. I need prayer.
Man.
But more important to me is my baby. That they can remove that tumor and ain't as far as it go. You understand where I am today?
Amen.
I would appreciate some love and prayer right now. Y'all help me with that?
Amen.
I know those who love me will. I appreciate you so very much. Now, we want those who need to get baptized come. Want those who want to repent or restore come. Or those who like me need prayer. You come. We're going to pray with you and we're going to pray for you. Song leader going to come up. Now's your time to respond.
Amen.
Let us sing. In my heart, sometimes I ponder as down life's road I wander to a city over yonder where peace and love abide, where my trials are gone forever.
And I'm going.